Welcome to the Parenting Teen Solutions podcast, where we parent teens with purpose. In this podcast, we explore practical strategies and insightful discussions to help parents navigate the journey of raising their teenagers with intentionality and purpose. I'm your host, Fina Chichi, and I am so thrilled to join you on this journey as we do this journey really together. As parents of teenagers, we understand the unique joys and challenges that comes with this pivotal stage of parenthood. From guiding our teens through academic pressures to navigating the complexities of their social relationships and supporting their journey of self-discovery, there is no shortage of topics to explore. Each episode will dive into a range of topics from fostering healthy communication and building resilience to navigating technology and cultivating a strong sense of purpose in our teens. Along the way, we'll be joined by experts, fellow parents, and even teenagers themselves to gain a diverse perspective and insights into this journey. So whether you're seeking practical tips, heartfelt stories, or simply reassurance that you're not alone on this journey, the Parenting Teens with Purpose is here to support you all the way. So grab your favorite beverage, you know, make yourself comfortable, or if you're driving in a car, just relax with us. Welcome again to the Parenting Teens Solutions podcast, where we parent with our teens with purpose. Because raising teens isn't just about getting through it. It's about doing it with purpose. Welcome. Hey, amazing parents. Have you ever wondered how you can empower your teenager to tackle life's challenges and hurdles with a kind of unwavering self-confidence? I want to talk about the importance of confidence in our teenagers and how parents can actually help to play that very pivotal role in nurturing this essential skill. You know, we know that confidence is not just about feeling good. It's really about really how we equip our teens with that self-assurance, you know, that self-assurance they need for the life challenges that are ahead, and also to actually pursue those goals with resilience. Many teenagers lack the skill of self-confidence, not because they can't be bothered to, but because sometimes we haven't played a massive role in nurturing that skill. Sometimes, even as parents, we've made the mistake of thinking that when our children do well in school, that equals confidence. But academic knowledge, academic brilliance doesn't equal confidence in many cases. It can equal confidence in the subject, it could equal confidence in their schoolwork, but it doesn't necessarily transfer to confidence in their everyday life. Confidence as they tackle life challenges and hurdles, confidence as they pursue a career or they network with fellow peers, you know, it doesn't translate to that automatically. How can parents contribute to building this confidence? How can we do that? And as I share how we can do that, I'm also going to share some obstacles that could get in the way, because it's important that we know these obstacles so that as we help to build our teenagers' confidence, we're also aware of the pitfalls, we're aware of those obstacles so that we can avoid those obstacles. Because what then tends to happen is we build with one hand and we actually allow the obstacles to destroy what we've built with the other hand. So really important to be aware of these obstacles. Now, three ways that we can actually help our teenagers build confidence. Number one is encourage independence. You know, now that our children are becoming teenagers or have become teenagers, it's very, very important that we start allowing our teenagers to make decisions and actually take responsibility for their actions. It's important that we start to nurture that independence, help them to make those choices, whether it's in choosing, you know, their extra curricular activities, managing their time, dealing with conflicts, it's really, really important that we start to allow them to make some choices themselves and ask for their opinion in some of the choices. Really important to get them on board, because that is what helps them increase their independence. And the more they are independent, the more they have confidence in themselves. So very, very key. Also, even if we let them make decisions, always offer guidance, always be around to support. But please just make sure that we're not micromanaging them. That's really, really the important, because micromanaging is part of the obstacles that can get in the way of them building their confidence. So in as we encourage independence, we also are aware that we're not micromanaging. Let them learn. They're going to fail sometimes. They're going to make mistakes sometimes. But that's all part of the process. They build resilience and a sense of competence through their mistakes, through their faults. You know, so it's really important that we encourage independence and not hold on tight. Oh, I still need my baby boy. I still need my baby princess. You know, no, we've got to start to let go and start to encourage more independence. The second point we have here for helping build confidence in our teens is actually providing constructive feedback. This is so, so vital, because if we don't learn how to constructively give feedback, we end up going towards passing judgment. We end up going towards criticizing. And those two areas are big obstacles to helping our children build confidence. They actually tear down our children's confidence. So it's really important that we learn constructive feedback, and constructive feedback that focuses on their effort and improvement rather than their overall achievements. It's important that our teenagers are aware of the efforts they put in, the improvements they've made along the way, because that is what they can go back to succeed again. That's what they can go back to repeat that success again. Really, really important. So learn to provide constructive feedback. I might actually have another topic, I will have another topic where I talk about constructive feedback and actually share some scripts about constructive feedback, because a lot of times I hear parents, they criticize and they say it's constructive feedback, but just hearing what they're saying, I know that is definitely negative criticism. So we need to learn it. It's something that we actually need to learn. Okay, so very, very important for that. And then the third point in helping our teenagers foster this confidence that we're talking about is actually to help them foster a positive self-image. Celebrate your teenagers' uniqueness and their interests. Whatever they're interested in, celebrate it, because the more you celebrate it, the more they begin to have more self-acceptance. They begin to understand their belonging. They begin to understand their necessity. Encourage them to pursue things that you can see that they're interested in. Encourage them, you know, praise them, not too long. Don't give them too long praises. Teenagers kind of back away from when praises become too long. So please don't praise them for too long. If not, they start to cringe and it loses its effects. Okay? So, but helping them to celebrate their uniqueness, helping them to call out those talents and those great skills that you see in them, it helps them develop that strong sense of identity, which ties into their confidence. So really, really important. And also model positive self-talk with your own self. Talk positively to yourself. Say things positively out loud. Even if you thought of something negative, replace that thought out loud and share with your teenagers how you just had to replace some negative thoughts that you saw coming your way and that you had to just replace it. Again, they model what they see, or you model what you want them to do. So if you want them to have this positive self-image about themselves, then it's very, very important that you have a positive self-image about yourself, because that's how they kind of learn so much about nurturing their self-image with positivity. Okay. And then I will share at least three common obstacles that can get in the way and that we need to avoid. So I talked about micromanaging at first. Yes, we can still bring that here. I can even put the micromanaging under maybe being overprotective. So because we're being overprotective, we want to see everything. We want to make sure that they don't fail. We want to remind them every second so that they don't forget. No, don't remind them every second. Let them forget, because they learn from that forgetting. They learn from the consequences that when they forgot. So avoid being overprotective of your teenagers. It's very, very important that they find their space. It's very, very important that they find their lane. It's very, very important that they go through the ups and downs to be able to hold and embrace that confidence that we desire for them to have. So avoid overprotectiveness. Avoid comparisons. Comparisons is the second one. Please avoid comparisons. Comparing your teenagers to others, whether it's their siblings, their classmates, their peers on social media, it's really, really demoralizing, and it really actually tears down their confidence. Each individual, each child that we have, they have their unique strengths. So let's learn to celebrate it and not compare it to other people. Comparisons will erode their self-esteem and confidence in a flash. So very important, okay? And then the third obstacle is unrealistic expectations. You see, when you're setting expectations with your teenagers, I always encourage parents to have it as a collaboration conversation. It's not about you saying, okay, at 9, you must do this. At 10, you must do this. With teenagers, that stuff doesn't work. We build up walls when we communicate to our teenagers like that. It's really important to speak from in a collaborative way. Come on, guys. Okay, we're going to do this today. What are the realistic expectations? What are the boundaries we should put in place? Ask them for their own input. It really goes a long way when you actually ask for their input, and so that they're not pressured, so that they also have a voice. Them having a voice in what they do, them having a voice in how things go in the homes, it actually works and increases their confidence. So let's remember that nurturing independence, providing constructive feedback, and fostering positive self-image, we then play a massive role in building our teenagers' confidence. And it's also important to note that confidence is not about being perfect. Confidence is really about embracing one's strengths, facing the challenges and the ups and downs with resilience, and believing in oneself. So together, you and I, let's help this next generation thrive with unwavering confidence. Let's help this next generation, our children, walk with the confidence. See, the more they have confidence, the less negative peer pressure traps they fall into, because they have that confidence in themselves. They know their strengths. They're not relying on others to validate them. They're not relying to please other people. They know who they are. They recognize their strengths. They recognize that positive self-image they have about themselves. And they recognize that they can face these challenges with resilience. That is what we want for every teenager. And so it starts with us from home, really, really practicing these building up tools by encouraging their independence. Don't fight it. Provide constructive feedback. Don't criticize them. Foster a positive self-image. Don't talk bad about yourself. Don't speak about yourself negatively. Model that positive self-image. I trust that these points that I've shared, which includes the building up, how we build up the confidence, and the obstacles to avoid while building up their confidence, I trust that this has helped you in many ways. Take care, and I will see you or talk to you in the next episode. You take care. God bless. So that's all for today's episode of Parenting Teens with Poppers. We hope you found this discussion insightful and empowering. Remember, parenting teens is a journey, and we're here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's episode and you want to stay connected, be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Parenting Teens Solutions. There you'll find even more resources, tips, and community support to help you navigate the challenges and also celebrate the joys of raising teenagers with purpose. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out with your questions, comments, or suggestions for further episodes. Your feedback helps us create content that resonates with you and meets your needs as a parent of a teenager. Thank you for tuning in. And until next time, remember, you're not alone. And together, we can raise confident, resilient, and purpose-driven teens. You take care, and God bless you.